Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello. This is Cody Horton, broadcasting from Colorado. This is episode 5 of Be a Dog with a Bone. I think that we need to really step up, have courage, also work on what we want, and stay firm and not allow others to influence us, because this is what this whole world's about. A lot of people want to influence you so that they can get what they want, but they don't understand the law of attraction. And I get it. Sometimes the law of attraction doesn't seem to work, and this can be utterly frustrating. But this is the very time you have to focus on what you want, on your desire. This has happened to me a lot of times when I've been wishy-washy about something, about what I wanted, because I was thinking, oh, if it doesn't materialize or if it doesn't manifest, well, it's okay. But this is the very time you want to be a dog with a bone. And two other phrases you want to say, and I talked about this in the last episode, episode 4, is the truth always comes to me. I say this every day. The truth always comes to me, and it does. It may not show up instantly, but it will show up to the point of when I need it. And there's another phrase that you want to incorporate in your life, and that is, I am a dynamic force. And in Star Wars, they always said, may the force be with you. And my friends, they go, oh, would you stop saying that? But it's true. The force is God. The force is some mysterious, unknown energy, and you have to get, you have to really come along and go along with the fact that there is a God, but we're not talking about an anthropomorphic being in the sky. We're talking about an energy. So don't shy away from the word God. I get it that it's been drummed in by certain religions or people that use it as a false front, or, you know, someone that's afraid, hoping that their prayers will be answered. God is, and I've talked about this before in other episodes, generator, organizer, and deliverer. But it has to be with what you want. And there's times when you're going on in your mind and your ego wants to create certain things, saying it can't happen. What are you, a fool? Because the ego in this dimension wants center stage. And your so-called logical mind will try to convince you that what you want is impossible. Then there's other times when you use the affirmations over and over again and nothing happens. And just for a short time, get off the subject. Get off of it. Just stop thinking about it. Because as a hypnotist and someone who learned neurolinguistic programming and how the brain works and how hypnosis works, repetition is the mother of invention. And then jump right back on regarding what you want, because your higher self knows what, when, and where the best way for you. So continually do the repetition. At least I've said 3 times a day, but I've done it maybe just once a day when I wanted to open my men's clothing store. And it happened. And it happened that I ended up renting the exact space that I was imagining. So imagination is the key to this with repetition. You've got all these advertisers that have gone ahead and they jumped on the bandwagon about hypnosis. And so you're being hypnotized every day with commercials. They're showing people having a good time. And the advertisers make a lot of money, these advertising companies, because they know how to influence you. And here's a good example. Coca-Cola has this on the back of their trucks. Love it again and again. The word love is a hypnotic word. The word love, in most cases, I mean, you know, everything's not always 100%, but love is a touchy-feely good word. And when you see it over and over again, they are entrusting the fact that you're going to go ahead and buy their product. But you see this on TV. You see all this type of commercials and advertisement on trucks. I told, when I was working over at Red Rocks Community College in Lakewood, that use the word imagination. Lo and behold, next thing you know it, they've got huge billboards. Imagine getting a degree. Imagine doing this. And so the word imagination is also another hypnotic word. And you'll see it. Start becoming aware of where you see the word imagine or where you see certain different types of words. I ended up putting together, it's called the Secret Matrix of Persuasion. There's 12 categories of hypnotic words, and there's certain ways to use these words. And the word stop, if you say it firmly, the word stop will stop the brain for a nanosecond. It will stop someone in their tracks if you don't want to listen to what they have to say, or if you want them to rearrange their thinking, you shout out stop, and then you introduce what you want. But that's more, again, about using these persuasive phrases and hypnosis. But the law of attraction can surprise you. And a lot of times when you desire what is right in front of you, it will happen. And it's happened to me many, many times. I can cite all types of things. I had a book fall out on me, on my head, from the shelf. And nobody was on the other side. And it was a book that I ended up picking up, and that was the one that You Can Have It All by Arnold Patton, and I suggest you pick that up. You know, there's a lot of ways. If you don't have money, you can download these PDF files and go ahead and work with these different books that I'm suggesting. And so also, you really need to get in touch with your emotions. And so many people, they're masking their emotions. They're masking it with smoking marijuana or drinking to excess or food, exercise, because they don't want to feel. I get it. It doesn't feel good, but you have to feel your feelings so that when your intuition comes through and wants to guide you in the direction that you need to go, or when the truth comes into, then you will know how to take action. You see, you don't just take action and I think they did talk about inspired action in The Secret. That's exactly what you have to do. Sit on your hands. There's no urgency for anything if it's the right way. Now, fear plays a part in our world, and it has nothing to do to help you. If you're in an urgent situation, you won't have any fear. You won't even be thinking. And this happened to me when I lived in Hawaii. I came home for lunch with a friend, and all of a sudden the house next door was blazing in fire. And my friend, her name was Bonnie, tried to jump over a car to help this lady that was in the back of this burning home. It was their grandmother who lived in a pagoda, and she was crying out, "You've got to help me." Well, there was a chain link fence that separated my place where I was living from this burning house, and nobody was home. So we tried to lift her over the chain link fence, and it wouldn't work. So I had to jump over and push her up while Bonnie was able to grab hold of her, and we were able to save her so that she wouldn't burn up in this fire. I had no fear, no fear whatsoever. I had this type of thinking that I needed to help this woman, and yes, afterwards, after we were able to get to safety, we both kind of started shaking a little bit, thinking, wow, what did we do? But that's how we operate. If you have fear, fear is paralyzing, and fear doesn't allow you to get where you need to go. So you need to think of this, because I've had so many people say, well, you know, fear's good. No, it's not, because fear is paralyzing. You have to use your intuition, and we were fine. We were fine. We were able to get the grandmother to safety, and luckily there were other neighbors that had called the fire department, and they came and were able to put the blaze out. But the big home in the front was trashed out, and interestingly enough, the pagoda was saved. So this is what you need to do. You need to really focus on what you want. And if you have to, just focus on one thing at a time. I know I've said you can focus on many things, but it's the dominant thought. It's the dominant thought that carries the energy through for you so that you can have what you want. And I know I've told you, you know, get off the subject then if you keep spinning your wheels. Just stop thinking about it. Think about something different, and then maybe a little while later go back to it. But this is how it works. We create our own reality, and you have to understand something. You might think, well, I didn't want this, but it does happen, and we have a way that we can go around, in, and over certain things that happen to us to come into completion of something that we do want. So remember that. There's times when I have gotten an event that I thought, you know, or an experience that I didn't really want, and then I thought, okay, so this is something I need to work around. And when I did, I ended up falling into, or if you will, if you want to call it falling into, something I really wanted. So we're here on this earth to expand awareness. So keep your mind sharp so that you can really tap into your intuition or allow the truth to come to you. And understand that nobody has any control over you unless you allow them to have it. And that's what hypnosis is really all about. I used to perform comedy hypnosis shows. Maybe I'll do it again if times dictate. Anyway, it is the subject that allows me to hypnotize them. If I didn't have a subject, and those are what I call my stars up on stage, wanting to be hypnotized, I couldn't hypnotize them. You see, it's really self-hypnosis. And I know that's disappointing to a lot of people, or a lot of hypnotists will go, well, don't be giving away that secret. There's other things involved in suggestion, but if you've succumbed to somebody's suggestion, they're probably using a way of their voice, it, modulating it. Maybe the suggestion is repeated over and over and over again. We're influenced by our family, friends, and society ad nauseum as far as repetition goes. And then another way that people can influence you is using hypnotic words like love, imagine, believe, all different types of words that are used, and you can use that too. And stop being afraid of people. Stop, you know, thinking that other people have influence over you. Start being a dog with a bone and take center stage in your life. And don't be afraid of others, because this is how they can manipulate you. This is how the pharmaceutical companies, big corporations, they're going fear, 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 fear. If you don't take our product, you're going to be sorry. Don't believe it. What you want to do is go ahead and establish what you want. And I get it. I'm repeating this because, as I said before, repetition is the mother of invention. You need to get this so that you repeat over and over again what you want, so that if your little ego mind starts creeping in going, well, who do you think you are? What you want is impossible. Don't give in to it. Science is finally coming around to the point where there is more than just the physical reality. And there's probably tons of dimensions that we don't know about. And maybe I've heard a lot of people saying the veil is lifting. I've yet to see that completely. But there are different dimensions. And so we don't know about that. We don't even know, and I've said this in the other episodes, we don't know really how intelligence creates a baby, a tree, a cat. There is some sort of intelligent factor orchestrating this, and we don't even know where this comes from, how it started. So don't bog your mind with that, but knowing that there's this unified field that Einstein talks about that you can tap into. There are treasures galore that you can go ahead and create from, and that's what the unified field is. The other thing is, stop being afraid of each other. Go ahead and get involved in community. Go ahead and love people, because that's where, when the Bible says, who can be against me? You know, God will be for me. If God is for me, who can be against me? Or with God, all things are possible. Or Job said, what I fear has come upon me. What they're talking about in the Bible is energy. Everything is energy and information. Emotion is energy in motion. Vibration. This world is completely a vibratory world. Everything is vibration. So it's going to depend upon your emotion. So get your emotion up high. And if you are not feeling really great before you leave your home, go, I am a dynamic force. I am a dynamic force. I am a dynamic force. And the truth always comes to me. Repeat it several times. Or I am empowered, confident, and whole. So that it gets your energy up. It gets your vibration up. And then what happens as you walk through the day, reality will support you in your thinking. Well, I'm going to sign off, and just remember this. Beliefs are like a hypnotic force. So what do you believe? If what you believe doesn't serve you, change that belief and put in a belief, even if it seems so farsotic that it's just impossible, believe it. Start working with it. But you don't tell people what your beliefs are. You just keep everything secret. And that way you can't be taken out of that belief and pushed into some other kind of suggestion. Be the owner of your mind. And so bring in the beliefs that you want, and this will shift your experiences. And that's all you have to do. Concentrate your energy in the present moment. Beliefs with new beliefs, and stop failure forecasting. We've got all kinds of people out there trying to influence you, thinking that they can influence you to what they want because they don't understand the law of attraction. Don't allow it. Be the owner of your mind, and then you will attract the kind of circumstances that you want in your life. And you'll form your future through your beliefs. So stay in the present moment. You've got to come to grips with your past. Look, all of us have had past experiences that have been crummy. I'm going to say it. They're crummy. And some more so than others. Stop allowing that to dictate your present moment and your future. Just let it go. And understand that you didn't have this information when you were experiencing events that you didn't like. Well, tune in next week. I'll be here again Tuesday with episode 6, and it's going to be more about intuition. If you want to get a hold of me, email me, Cody@CodyHorton.com, and send me your questions. Or if you wish to call in when I am broadcasting, because this is a live broadcast, you can call in with the guest call-in number, which is 515-605-9865. But in the meantime, stay centered. Keep your energy up. Keep your vibration, your frequency going up, up, up. So thanks for tuning in. I love you all. Carpe diem.